Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Amar Rava teaches us Rava. Kotzar v'tochan. If somebody cut something on Shabbos and he grind something on Shabbos, begroigris. As we're going to learn later in our Masechta, the shiur for Ktsira, that to be chayiv for doing the Malach of Ktsira, is a groigris. The shiur for the shear for tchina, for grinding something on Shabbos, is as well a groigris. So somebody did ktsira and tchina, both the proper shear, that it should be considered that he did the melacha, but he did it b'shigigah Shabbos was all the melachas. He forgot that today is Shabbos. So as we've learned earlier in our Masechta so many times, that if this were to happen, The person is only chayiv one chatas, because there was one mistake. The one mistake was that today he forgot that today is Shabbos. If it would happen in two Shabbosos, as we learned in the Mishnah, he would be chayiv two kam chatas. What then on that very same Shabbos, chazar kotzer tochen, he cut and he grinded a groigris, but here was just the opposite. Bezodin Shabbos for Shigigas Malachas. It was done that he remembered today it's Shabbos, but he forgot that these Malachas are Asur. Then he's Chayiv, as we learned in our Mishnah, for every Malacha separately. And before he did this second act, he did not know about the first Aveira he did. So what do we have here? We have here one haloma. He did a number of aveiros. They were all done by one haloma. We've learned, and this becomes a very important part of today's shiur, we've learned over and over that if somebody does the same aveira over and over, behelim echad, in one act of forgetting, the halacha is that he's chayiv only one chatas, which means if somebody ate non-kosher meat 9 o'clock in the morning, and then he ate another kazayis of non-kosher meat at 10 o'clock in the morning, but he didn't become aware between those two eating that he ate non-kosher food, a kazayis of non-kosher food, and then after he ate both kazayisim, then and only then he became aware of what he did wrong. The halacha is he only has to bring one karmen chatas because it was all done with one haloma. What would be the halacha in here? So it was all done, as we just explained, behelam echad. He did 4 averis, or behelam echad. However, there's a fundamental problem, and that is the averis were done different types of avera. The first set of avera were done, as we said, b'shigigah Shabbos, that he forgot that today is Shabbos. The second set of aveiros were done because he forgot that these are melachas. So now the question is, can they combine for one karmen chatas? And as the Gemara says, v'noydal ktsir v'tchina sh'shigigah Shabbos, v'zod melachas, he becomes aware of his first set of aveiro. And the posh pshat in the Gemara is he doesn't even have to become aware of his whole full set of the first Aveira, says Rashi. He becomes aware that he did the Ktsira, or he did the Tchina. Certainly if he became aware, as we'll see in the Gemara, of both of them. Why does it not make a difference if he became aware of only one, or if he became aware of both? Because both Aveiras are really just one Aveira. What's the one Aveira? As we've been discussing, Shigigah Shabbos, that he forgot that it's Shabbos. So he becomes aware of those averis, but before he actually brings the carbon, he becomes aware of the second set of avera. Chayzav v'noydaloi, he becomes aware al ktsir v'atchina shazodin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. Then he becomes aware of his second set of avera. So as we're going to learn towards the end of the shiur, Mitzvah Shem, if he became aware after he brought the karmen chatas, that means he became aware of his first set of Aveira, not only did he designate an animal, but he actually brought the carbon, and then he becomes aware of his second set of aveiros. There is no question that he has to bring carbon for the second set of aveiros, because when he brought the carbon, he didn't know. Here, he became aware of it before, he became aware of his, he designated the carbon, but he didn't bring it until he became aware of the second set. And the question is, that the Gemara will amit Hashem now discuss, does he have to bring a second set of carbon for the second Aveira or not? So says the Gemara, Tzira, Gereris Tzira, the first Tzira that he did, for which, as we're learning, he brought a proper, he designated a proper carbon, will cover the second Tzira that he did. The Tchina, and the Tchina that he brought, that he designated a proper carbon for, Gereris Tchina, will cover the second Tchina as well. And therefore, in this case, one carbon chantas will suffice for all the Veiris that he did. However, says the Gemara, Noi deloy al tzira, shazon shaz shigigas malachas. So he becomes aware of the second tzira. So, and he designates a carbon. And before he brings the second carbon, before he brings this, before then, before he brings that carbon, he becomes aware of the first tzira. So the aloch is tzira gereris tzira. And not only is it gereris that it'll cover the first tzira, it'll also cover the tchina she'ima, the tchina that was done with the first tzira. Why? Because the first tchina and tzira were done together, and they were done with one mistake, that this individual forgot that it's Shabbos. So therefore, one kapara is enough. So if the first tzira is being the schaper with the, because of the carbon from the second tzira, the tchina travels along with it. The tchina shekenegda, but the tchina that he did with the second time, Dabim Kaima Medis, and he's still going to have to bring a carbon for that tchina. Because since that tchina was done as we started the shir, with Zodin Shabbos, the Shiggas Malachas, and as we learned in the Mishnah already, that when the Aveiru was done because the person didn't realize that this is Malacha, he's chayiv a separate carbon chattas for every Malacha. So now, we can't say that the Ktsira that he did by the second time should cover the tchina. The first tchina now is being in the schaber together with the first tzira, because there's a concept of greira, that since the first tzira is being in the schaper, so the second, the tchina gets greira, gets pulled along. But we say greira, says the Gemara, only once. We don't say greira legreira. And therefore, since we don't say greira legreira, so the first tchina will take a cover. But we won't cover the second tchina. We won't be able to cover the second tchina. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Other Rishonim say that the first tchina is covered not because of greira. The reason the first tchina is covered, they explain, is because, as we said, the tchina and tzira that were done in the first act are one aveira, because they were done because of Shigigah Shabbos. The person forgot that it's Shabbos. So it's not that the tzira is a separate aveira, the tchina is a separate aveira, and I have to rely on greira to say that if the tzira, then it'll work on tchina as well. I could say much simpler. It's one act. It's one Shigigah Shabbos. And therefore, greira is Rava doesn't hold of. Abaye Amar, Abaye disagrees, and he says, Tchina nami gereris tchina. If the first tchina is covered, then the second tchina is covered. Sheshem tchina achasi, tchina is tchina. Ask the Gemara. But we learned, and the way, because this is the way Rashi learned, that Rava does subscribe to greira. And that's why Rava said that the once we designated a carbon for the second Ktsira, it covers the first ktsira because it's all ktsira, and the first ktsira could cover the tchina because of greira. Ask the Gemara, umi isle l'rova greira? Does Rava subscribe to the concept of greira? For itmar, we learned, ochol shnei zeisei chelev, v'helem achas. The case that we said at the beginning of the shir, somebody ate two kazesim of chelev, but they were both eaten with one haloma. V'noy d'loy al achas mehen. And now he becomes aware that he ate one of them. He becomes aware of one of them. And now, because of Ochel, he ate another Kazayis, the third Kazayis, Balema Sheni. He was already aware of the first Kazayis that he ate, but he wasn't aware of the second Kazayis that he ate. So it turns out that Kazayis 1 and 2 were with one Haloma. Kazayis 2 and 3 are with one haloma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava teaches us, Hevi karban al rishon. If you bring a karban on the first kazayis, rishon v'sheni miskapin. So you'll have a kapara for the first two kazayisim. Because they were eaten in one haloma. Hevi karban al shlishi. If you bring shlishi and miskapin, but you don't have a kapara on the third one, because that wasn't eaten in the same haloma with the kazayis for which you are bringing a carbon. Hevi carbon al shlishi, or if you bring a carbon because you became aware of the third kazayis, so shlishi v'sheni miskaprim, the third kazayis and the second kazayis you have a kapara for, because they were eaten in one haloma, rishon einu miskaprim, but the first one wasn't eaten in the haloma of the shlishi, so the carbon which you are mainly bringing because of the shlishi cannot have a kapara. Hevi carbon al mtsoi, if the carbon was brought for the second kazayis, the middle kazayis, the skaper kulam, because that kazayis was eaten with a haloma with the first kazayis, and that kazayis was eaten with a haloma for the third kazayis. Abaye says it doesn't make a difference for which kazayis you designated the carbon. Afilu hevi carbon al echmehen, you brought a carbon for any of them, the skaper kulam. Why? Because obviously, Abaye subscribes to Greira. So even though there was no common haloma between the first kazayis and the third kazayis, but Greira tells us that if it's all the same aveira, one schleps the other one along with it. Says the Gemara, Bas de Shama Mabaya. So Rava says we don't subscribe to Greira. So how could Rava and Al Gemara say that the Ktsira could bring schlep along, that it'll also work for the Tchina? Answers the Gemara, Bas the Shamam Abaya. After he heard Abaya explain the concept of Haloma, Savra, he agreed to it. Asked the Gemara, so if now Rava is agreeing to the concept of Greira, Yehoch Tchina Namidu Agra Tchina. So then why do you have to bring a separate carbon? For the second Tchina, again, let's review this case. He did tchina, he did ktsira and tchina b'shigig Shabbos. Then he did ktsira and tchina b'shigig Malachas. He designated a carbon for the second ktsira. Ktsira is ktsira, so it covers both ktsiras. And then we said it works for the tchina, because the tchina, Rashi said, gets nigrar together with the ktsira that was done together with it. But it doesn't work, said Ravar, for the second tchina. But if now asked, the Gemara Rava is agreeing to the concept of Greira, he should say it both ways. And it should even cover the second tchina, and therefore one carbon should suffice. Answers the Gemara, Greira Islay. Even though Rava subscribes to the concept of Greira, he doesn't have concept Greira the Greira, Leslay. He doesn't say that we use Greira twice. And as the Ritva explains the Gemara's question in Teretz, the Gemara's question was that once we see the Rava agrees with Abaya, he ought to agree with Abaya all the way. And it says the Gemara, just because he agrees to Abaya doesn't mean that he has to agree with him all the way. He agrees with him that there is a concept, a halachically accepted concept of greira, but he does not, he's not ready to say that we should say greira the greira. So as we said, the first halacha, the shir, that if somebody did tzir v'tchina b'shigig ha-shabbos v'zod melochus, and then he did tzir v'tchina b'zodin shabbos v'shigig ha-melochus, as long as he didn't bring the carbon, and he designated a carbon for the first set, and he didn't become aware, he didn't bring the, and he became aware of the second set before he actually brought the kabbonis, the halacha is, we learned, that one carbon will work for it all. Says the Gemara, most of the Pshita, Labai v'Rava, what was obvious, Tabai and Rava in our shir, says the Gemara, B'boilei l'Rabzeira, was actually something that Rabzeira was not quite sure about. The boy Rabzeira m'Rav Asi, v'amalei b'aminei Rab Yimri m'Rabzeira, kotza v'tochen, if somebody did k'tziro o'tchina on a chatzi groigris, b'shigiga Shabbos v'zod m'lochus, v'choz v'kotza v'tochen, and he did the same melachas with a chatzi groigris, bezodim v'shabbos v'shigigas melachas. The question is, mashu yitztarfu. So this person, at the end of the day, did a ktsira on a groigris. But the ktsira that he did on the groigris with two different reasons. Half of the groigris he did ktsira on because he forgot it's Shabbos. Half the ktsira he did on the other half groigris that he did ktsira on was because he forgot that this is a melacha. And the question is, do they combine? So we see that if the averis are different types of averis, Reb Zeira is not quite sure if they could combine. So the question is, why does Rava and Abai, why do Abai and Rava say that averis that were done for different reasons have the ability to combine? Amalei says, Ravasi, chalukin chatos. If somebody does a different averis separately, since he's chayiv for every averis separately. So since these are different types of averis, the halacha is loy mitstarfim, they can't be mitstarf. So in other words, what the Gemara is suggesting, that since these are two different type, since these are two different types of situations, they cannot combine. The Kolhecha asked the Gemara, the Chalukin L'Chatos, where they have different situation, they can't combine. Loi Mitztarfi, V'Tanan, asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Krisis, the Afir Aleph on the base teaches us, Ochel Chalev, if somebody ate a Kazayas Chalev, and then he ate Chalev, and he ate another Kazayas, Behelam Echad, even though there was the time of Kedei Achilas Pras separating the two Achilas of Chalev, the halacha is Ein Chayev El Achas. He ate them in one Haloma, so they combine. So it's very interesting to point out, many, many Mefarshim ask the question in Rashi. Rashi over here, when he discusses Kedei Achilas Pras, there are two Rashis that discuss Kedei Achilas Pras. One is Rashi Divrei Maskel Chalev, and one is Rashi Divrei Maskel She'im. But if we look at the two Rashis, Rashi has a very different definition of Kedei Achilas Pras in the two Rashis. Rashi, in Divrei HaMaskel, Chalev, says that he ate the Chalev, and he ate Chalev, and he waited in between a time of Kedei Achilas Pras, as we often say in the Shiurim, it's anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes. Rashi, and the other Rashi, says that he ate the entire Kazayas, you have to eat it all B'Kedei Achilas Pras, in the time it means Tira Chilas Pras. So we have a very big difficulty in understanding this Rashi. What is the Rashi? What does Kedei Achilas Pras mean? Is the definition of Kedei Achilas Pras mean that you have to eat whatever you need to eat within that amount of time? And that means both when it comes to do a mitzvah, we have to eat matzah, Pesach by night, by the Seder. So you have to eat it up, G'day Achilles Pras. Or as the definition of G'day Achilles Pras is, it could take you as long as you want. As long as you don't stop eating throughout your entire situation of eating, the amount of time it takes to eat G'day Achilles Pras, it will not be considered, it will be fine. How do we reconcile these two Rashis? So, I saw that the Mefarshim discussed this Rashi, and they want to make the following distinction. When it comes to Isser, when it comes to eating something that you're not allowed to eat, there the halacha is that to be considered that you did the Aveira, you had to have eaten it K'day Achilles Pras. You had to have eaten it within that time period. If it took you longer to eat that food than that time period, it's not considered that you did the Aveira. However, on the other hand, when it comes to the mitzvah, that, as I gave an example, eating matzah, there they want to say the Rashi will hold that if you ate the food, and as long as there was no break while you were eating it, that takes the amount of time, K'day Achilles Pras, I was continuously eating it, but it took me a long time to eat that kazayas, I'm still fulfilling the mitzvah. And that's why we can reconcile the two Rashis. Halach l'maisa, we don't paskin that way. Halach l'maisa, we paskin the K'day Achilles Pras means that you have to eat the food within the amount of time K'day Achilles Pras, whether it's l'isser, that if you ate it in that amount of time, then you're over the aveira. If it took you longer to eat that than that time, it's not considered that you ate the food that you're not allowed to eat, at least midaraisa. And on the other hand, when it comes to mitzvah as well, when there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah, you have to eat up the matzah K'day Achilles Pras in that amount of time. And it does make a difference if you didn't take large breaks. Continues the Mishnah Masechta Krisis, Ochel Chelev V'dam V'noiser U'Pigel. These are all distinct Isurim. Behelam Echad, you ate them all up with one Haloma. That, and the way the Rishonim explained, he was a Tinnik Shenishba, and, or he thought that his potter, he's not also to eat these things. Chayev akolach svachas. He's chayev for each one. Why? Because each one is a separate aveira. Chomer, says the Braisa, zu chomer b'oich meminim habim min echod. There's a chomer when you eat from many different minim than you eat from one min. V'zu chomer, and there's a chomer b'oich meminim echod meminim habim. Shim ochel chatzi zayis v'achoz v'ochel chatzi zayis. That if somebody ate a chatzi kazayis of chelev, and then within the same haloma, he ate another chatzi kazayis, if it's min echod, he'll be chayev chatis. He ate the min ha'asr, as long as it's b'chdei achilas pras. B'shnei minim, but if he would eat only a chatzi kazayis of various different isurim, he's potter. Then he's potter because he never ate a whole kazayis of one isur. So I saw that Tosfos, the Rei Maskil, asks, why is the halacha that if you ate less than a kazayis of different minim, then not mitztarif? The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, teaches us that kol yisurim shebetorah mitztarfim, that all types of prohibited foods can combine to form a kazayis to be b'chayiv malchus, because there's a pasuk in the Torah, lo yisoichel kol te'eva. You're not allowed to eat anything that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. So when you're eating different foods, albeit that they come with different isurim, why can't they combine? So the Sfas Emes says that the reason the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says kol isurim mitztarfin is because there's a halacha of chatzi shir osur min haTorah. So therefore, if you ate a chatzi shir, you've done an aveira. And since you've done an aveira, and you ate a chatzi shir of different foods, so all of those different foods now could combine to a kazayis. But says the Sfas Emes, if we don't hold of chatzi shir osur min haTorah, so somebody who ate less than a shir didn't do an aveira altogether. And since somebody who didn't eat, is not considered as if he did an Aveira altogether. That's why we could understand why this person should not be, the different Isurim cannot combine. So I saw, based on this, what we're learning now, the Sefer Chashuk Yechemet says that let's say somebody is in a situation that he has to eat Isur, whatever the situation should be. So he says that what the smart thing to do, if possible, is don't eat a full kazayas of any one Isur. Eat less than a kazayas of every Isur. That will be a much better solution, because midaraisa, you're not over unless you eat a whole kazayas. And in learning this Gemara, mimin echad chayiv tzrich lameimer, what's the chiddush that if you ate from one min, a full kazayis, and as we keep on stressing, it was eaten with toich kadei chilas pras, and it was eaten with one haloma, of course you chayiv a karmichatas. V'amrei shlokish shum batu tini, hachem ma'iskin in kagon sha'oku v'shnei tamchuyim. You ate it with two different type, the two chatsi kazayisim were prepared different way. One was roasted, one was cooked. And the Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Yeshua. Let's say somebody ate a kazayis of chaylev, two kazayisim of chaylev. They were eaten behelim echad, but they were prepared different ways, cooked and roasted. Will you be chayiv one karban chatas, or will you be chayiv two karban chatas? Rabbi Yeshua says that you'll be chayiv two karban chatas. Because they were prepared different ways, they're considered like two different types of food. Up to the degree that I saw that the Poiskim discuss, we know that on Purim, we have to give Shalach Manas. And the halacha is when you give Shalach Manas, you have to give two different minim. So what happens if you gave two pieces of meat, for example, for Shalach Manas, but the two pieces of meat were prepared differently? One was cooked and one was roasted. According to Bishua, cooked and roasted are considered shnei tamchuyim. And since they're considered shnei tamchuyim, it should be considered, you fulfilled the mitzvah, shalach manas. So they want to connect it to the question that the halacha is, by the Suda Mafsekas, Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat two tafshilim. So let's say you're eating eggs by the Suda Mafsekas, and you're eating two different types of eggs. You're eating a boiled egg and a fried egg. Is that considered shnei tafshilim or one tafshil? If it'll be considered shnei tafshilim there, it'll be considered shnei tafshilim here as well. If not, not. So we would think that Rabbi Shua, who says this halacha, that if the chaylev is prepared a different way, they're not considered the same. If you ate two kazesim, you'll be chayiv two karban chatas. Maybe we'll say Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua said his psak, bein lekula bein lechumra, and therefore if you ate a chatzi kazayis of chaylev cooked, and a chatzi kazayis of chaylev roasted, even though they were eaten by halam echos, and even though as we're learning they were eaten by k'day chilas pras, you will not bring a karban chatas, because you didn't eat a full kazayis of chaylev prepared in one way. Kamash malon, that's what the Mishnah over there is coming to teach us. The lechumra lekula loyomar. He didn't say it only lekula, he only said lechumra. That means in our case, by following the opinion of Yeshua, we'll have a kula, that he wouldn't have to bring a karban chatas. That we don't say. We only say lechumra, that if you ate two kazaisim, you have to bring two. But not lekula. And why is there a difference? Isn't this a tremendous inconsistency? Asked the Ran. If Rabbi Shua says that if the chaylev, the two pieces of chaylev weren't prepared the same way, they cannot combine, so they should never be able to combine, says the Ran. Only when you have a whole kazayis, so it's something which is choshev, and if it was prepared, if the two kazayisim were prepared two different ways, then the two kazayisim cannot combine. But if you have only a chatzi kazayis, so you start with an insignificant amount. So since we start with an insignificant amount, even though they were prepared different ways, they can't combine. But let's think about it, to ask the Gemara's question. V'hocha, if they were prepared different ways, the chaluk and l'chatas. If there were two kazaisim, they would bring two karmachatas. And yet we see kometz darfi. So what did you say? What did Rav Asi say? They were ever their chaluk and lechatas. You bring separate karma chatas. Loy mitstarfin. Here we see that even though the chaluk and lechatas they are mitstarf, amalei mara reisha masnalei. You taught us what Rish Lakish said that he's explaining that Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Shua on the reisha that if somebody ate two chatzi kazayis from one min, then mitstarf. And now you have a question, why are they mitzaref? If the chalukin lechatos, there should be chalukin for everything. He says, however, anan asefa masnitzin la. We learned Rish Lakish said his explanation regarding the sefer. That if somebody ate two chatzi kazayis from two different minim, so we learned they're mitzaref, they're not mitzaref because they're two different minim, uloi kashalot. What is the way to understand? The Mishnah said that if you ate two chatzi kazayis from two different minim, they're not mitzaref. And the question is, Mishnei minim potter, if they ate a chatzi kazayis of chelif and you ate a chatzi kazayis of dam, that they're not mitzaref, that you pot for becoming chatzis tzrich lameimer, of course you're potter. They're apples and oranges. So how could they be mitzaref? On that said, Omer Eshlokish Meshur Batatini, Loyla Memen Echad. That's referring that they're not chelev and dam. To tell me that chelev and dam are not mitzaref, that's a dover poshet. So what does it mean? That means that you ate two chatzi kazaisim from chelev. So if they're both chelev, am I korele shnei minim? So why are you calling them shnei minim? The answer is she'ochlu b'shnei tamchuyim, because the two chatzi kazaisim were prepared differently. One was cooked and one was roasted. And it's following the opinion of Yeshua, the Amatam Chuyim Mechalkim, that different ways that they, if they prepare differently, they can't combine. And the Mishnah actually is teaching us that Rabbi Yeshua said his din, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. That not only will that be Lechumra, that if you ate two kazesim of chaylev that were prepared in different ways, the halacha is that you chayiv two karmachatas. But it's also lakula. They're also lakula that if you ate two half kazaisim, behelam echos, bechdei achilas pras, but these two chatzi kazaisim were prepared in different manner, they cannot combine. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're explaining that Mishnah, mid the Sefer, if the Sefer is speaking about a case where it's min echod v'shnei tamchuyim, where it's one type of food, but it's all chaleb. They were prepared different ways. Mechlal. So isn't that mean that the Reisha is also talking about min echod v'tam chui echod? So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, min echod v'tam chui echod, if it's talking about one type of food and one type of aveira, all prepared in the same way, do we need to say that it's mitzaref? Of course it's mitzaref. It's the same Aveira, prepared the same way, Kedei Achilas Pras, so of course they're mitzaref. Answers the Gemara, there's a Chiddush. Om Rav Huna, Hochem Ma'iskinen, Kohen Shoyos Lo Yedim in a Taim. There is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the person ate a Chatzi Kazayis of Chalev that was cooked. Then he became aware of the Aveira that he did. And he eats the other Chatzi Kazayis with that's prepared the same way. And the Chiddush is, so you had a Yediyah Bein Atayim. And we always say, we keep on repeating, that to be Chayiv one Kar Mechatis, it had to be done Behelam Echad. But this wasn't done Behelam Echad. So the halacha here is, that since there was a Yediyah Bein Atayim, but it wasn't a regular Yediyah. It was only a Yediyah on a Chatzi Kazayis. And the Chiddush is, that a Yediyah on a Chatzi Shir is not considered a Yediyah. And that's the Shaila. Is a Yediyah on the Chatzi Shir considered a Yediyah? And I saw that the Sefer Fika Yam explains what's the Shaila. What do you bring the carbon for? Do you bring the carbon for the result of what you did? And this person ate a Kazayis of Chalev. Or do you bring the carbon for the Aveir that you thought you were doing? And here the two Averis can't combine because they were done in two separate Yediyas. The Gemara said that if you ate different Isurim, then you can't bring a carbon, one carbon for the many different Isurim. So the Sefer Shas HaTshuvos Masas Binyamin uses this Gemara to paskin an interesting Shaila. The halacha is that if somebody fasts on Shabbos, we learned this Gemara already, if somebody had a bad dream on Shabbos, and because of that he fasted on Shabbos, the halacha is that he fasts on Shabbos, and then on Sunday he has to fast again. He has to be meisiv tanis latanisoi, because he did something wrong. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, so he has to on Sunday fast to be mechaper for what he fasted on Shabbos. So ask the Shas HaTshuvos Masas Binyamin, what will be if that Sunday is Shivas Batamas? So you're fasting anyway. So could the fasting that you're fasting on Sunday also cover the kapara for fasting on that Shabbos? So he says that our Gemara says that if you did different Averis, you have to bring a kapara for an individual kapara, a separate kapara for every Averi that you have done. So he says, similarly over here, if somebody owes two Tanesim for two different reasons, one is because of Shivas Batamis, and one is because he fasted on Shabbos, one fast cannot cover both obligations. Continues the Gemara. Itmar, Ochel Shnei Zeisei Chela Behelem Echad. If somebody ate two kezaisim of chelev in one helem, v'noidel al arishin, and he becomes aware about the first kezais after he ate the second kezais, v'chazon noidel al sheni, and then he becomes aware about the second kezais later on, Rav Yochanan chayiv shtayim, he's chayiv two karban chatas. Why? Because as soon as he became aware of the first kezais that he ate, he automatically became chayiv karban chatas. When he becomes aware about the second kezayis, then he has a new chiyuv chatas. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, "Ein chayiv al achas, you only have to bring one karban chatas." Just because there was a yediyah, it's not enough to separate the two averis. A yediyah alone is not going to separate the two chatas. It's not until you bring the carbon. Rav Yochanan Amar, Chayiv, you have to bring two karban chatasoi, because the pasuk says, al chatasoi vehevi, as soon as you become aware of your aveira, you become mechuyiv in the karban chatas. Rish Lakish Amar Potter, the pasuk says, mechatasoi v'nesach loy, as long as you bring one karban chatas for all the aveiras you've done, it's good enough. Ask the Gemara, Rish Lakish, oksiv al chatasoi vehevi, what does he do with the pasuk Rav Yochanan quoted, answers the Gemara, Hu lacha kapara. Even Rish Lakish agrees that if he became aware that he ate a kezayis of chalev, and he brought a karban chatas for eating that chalev, and only then he becomes aware of the second carbon, then even Rish Lakish will agree that the first carbon cannot cover it. Reb Yochanan Nami, what does Reb Yochanan do with the pasuk of Rish Lakish mechatos of nesach loy? Answers the Gemara, Hachav Ma'iskinen, Rav Yochanan will agree in a situation, Kigon She'ochel Kezayis HaMechza. The first eating that he did, he ate a Kezayis and a half of Chalev. V'noid Loi Kezayis. And he became aware, but he only became aware of a Kezayis that he ate of that Kezayis and a half. V'chos V'ochel Kezayis Acher Balom Meshel Shenei. So he still has a half of Kezayis hanging in the air. And now he ate another chatzi kezayis. Mada taimu. So maybe the first half of kezayis that he really never had a kapara for should combine with the other chatzi kezayis, and it should be chayif. That's why the pasuk says mechatosoi. The chatas that he brought on the first kezayis, the chatzi kezayis, since it's only a chatzi kezayis, so as we mentioned a few moments ago, so it's an insignificant amount. Since it's an insignificant amount, it's automatically covered with the carbon that you bring on the first kezayis. And since it already had a kapara, You can't bring, you only have a chatzi kazayas from the second achila left. For chatzi kazayas alone, you don't bring a carbon. And as I saw, the Chassam Sofer explains, this is, as we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that chatzi's shear is awesome in a Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan gives significance to chatzi shear. And therefore we would think that if you only brought a carbon for the first kazayas, of the kazayas and a half that you ate, you shouldn't have to bring, that chatzi kazayas should be considered as if it's still outstanding, because a chatzi kazayas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, does carry a chashivas, because chatzi shir osam in a Torah, teaches us the Gemara, that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that a chatzi kazayas does carry a chashivas, it doesn't carry that level of chashivas. Amalei Ravina Lervashi, says Ravina Ravashi in explaining the machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, the Slaad Alei Koid Mafrosha Pligi. They became aware of the Chatzi Kazai, or the second Kazayas. Are they arguing that they became aware of the second Kazayas before Afrosha, or Bahav Pligi? And the way we'll explain the machloikus therefore will be, the Marsov, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Yedias Machalkos. The fact that you became aware of the first Aveira is enough, before you became aware of the second Aveira, is enough to separate the two Aveiras. And as Rabbeinu Chananel explains that opinion, you can't pay up a debt with something that you're already obligated to. So as soon as you had a Yediyah, you became a Chuyiv in the Karban Chatos. Since you became a Chuyiv at that point in the Karban Chatos, now, when you become aware of the second kazayas, it's too late to rely on that karban chatas. Or masover, whereas Rosh Lakish opinion is going to be hafroshes mechalkos, that it's the actual hafrosha that will separate the two averis. That means if you became aware of the first kazayas chalev that you ate, and not only did you become aware of it, but you even separated an animal, that's when it's too late. Avol lacha frosha, if you already designated the animal, even moidele reshlokish Rabbi Yochanan, that then it's too late to have these two kazesim combine, and you'll be chayiv shtayim. Adama dis yadele lacha frosha pligi. The machloikis is only if they became aware after they designated the first animal for the first kazayas. Oba pligi. Masava froshes machalkis. If you went so far as to separate an animal, that's when it's too late to use that animal for the second kazayas. Umasover, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Umasover, whereas Rish Lakish's opinion is kaparas machalkos. Until you actually brought the carbon, we could still rely on one carbon for both kazayasim. Avol koidem afrosha. If all you only had was a yediya, you became aware of the first kazayas, and you didn't act on it. And then you become aware of the second kazayas. And then, and only then, do you designate an animal. There, of a kind of afrosha, moida le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, tein chayev elachas, oi dilma, bezu machlaikus. So there's three ways of learning so the Gemara says there's three ways of understanding the machlaikus. One way of understanding the machlaikus is that they're only arguing if there was a yediya. But if there was a frosha, everybody will be, say, you have to bring two kabanas. Another way of saying is that if there was only a frosha, that if there was a yediya, everybody will agree one carbon will work. If there was a frosha, that's where they disagree. Or maybe they disagree in both situations. Amalei says the Gemara Mestabra Bein Bezu Mechloikus. It makes sense to say that they argue in all situations. Disakadata Kodim Afrosha Pligi, if we're going to say that they're Mechloikus only, is when they became aware of the second kazayas before the afrosha. Avalach afrosha. But if it was already after the afrosha, there, Moidelei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Dechayiv Shtayim, there Rish Lakish will agree that you have to bring two kabanas. So says the Gemara, we had a problem in the Gemara a few lines ago. What does Rish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk? What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Rish Lakish Pasuk? So Adamakon Le Kro, why do we have to explain the pasuk according to Reish Lakish, a chatos of a heavy, that they only became aware of the second kazayis lacha kapara, we could have said a bigger chiddush. Look me lacha afrosha. And on the other hand, if we're going to say the acha afrosha pli, the machlokes of Yochanan and Rishlokish is only acha afrosha, avakoidim afrosha, if there was only a yediyah, there moidele Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokish, then a chayiv al achas. So when we had a problem with the pasuk adamakim like kraw of mechatos of nisachloi, and we came up with an interesting example of a chazayis and machtza, look me, we could have said very simple. That pasuk is talking about where there was no afrosha. There was only a yediyah, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees where there was only a yediyah, one chatas suffices. Says the Gemara. V'dilma, you know why the Gemara had to do what it did? Because sfukim sapkele. They actually had a suffix. They had a question. How to understand the machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Im tim tzolaim kama afrosha pligi. If we're going to say that the machlokes is even when there was just a yediyah, so then I don't know what to do with the pasuk mechatosu nisachloi according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heichem makom lekra, and we had to come up with the case of kazayis amichtza. Vim tim tzolaim, if we're going to say the laacha afrosha pligi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing acha afrosha. Rish Lakish, even in that case, Rish Lakish will hold that one chatas is enough. So what's he going to do with the pasuk of chatosoi v'nislach chatosoi v'hevi? And we had to say that he's going to explain the pasuk lacha kapara. So because we didn't know the exact parameters of the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we had to come up with different ways of explaining the pasukim to cover all possibilities.